Blog Talk Radio.
Just one word to describe you. All I know that I just love it. My thin, slick,
honey.
You know I couldn't forget you. Include you in the ship. You love your athletic figure. No man would ever deny you. You're the object of our desire. And the way you move is so sexy. I just can't take it. And every time I see it, I want it. Gotta have it. I know exactly what it is I want.
Hey.
And baby, your physique is dangerous. Flaunted, shameless. I gotta keep it real, and I want you fun. So baby, come on.
You know I want it. Baby, come on. You know I need it. Letting you know you're my selection. Girl, you're the one. That's why I'm repping. Hashtag team thick and curvy. Team thick and curvy. Team thick and curvy. Team thick and hashtag team thick and curvy.
All my thick and curvy women all over the world.
More than a fascination, yeah.
More like an obsession.
You know, addiction, yeah.
Thick and curvy, my selection. I really need that, you know I want that. A girl, you got that, but let me get that. And every time I see you, baby, it's a treat. And your body's a good writer, and your lover, you can see, you gon' need to, what I want to. I wanna see you walk around and confront you. With a shape like an hourglass, cause all others come over when you walk past. Civil up to us and you own it.
Hey,
them curves, I wanna jump on it.
Hey.
My name is E, not J, Holiday, but I can put you to bed and we can rock until the morning. Gonna have a basic girl, you classy. You're a boss chick, you so fancy. You're a lady in the streets, and I bet that behind closed doors, you can get real nasty,
Ladies, this is something I want you all to hear. I'm damn near rendered speechless every time that you are near. And every time I see you, I feel some type of way. That's why I'm proud to stay right here and say I'm repping. Hashtag team thick and curvy. Team thick and curvy. Team thick and curvy. Team thick and hashtag team thick and curvy.
Thick and curvy. My thick and curvy women all over the world.
I love ya.
So, big shout out to E, the R&B hip hop rock star. He showed me love. It was maybe a week or two ago when E was on the show. And as you heard, ladies, he loves them thick and curvy. And so, speaking of thick and curvy, I have a phenomenal woman in the studio with me tonight. A free-spirited chameleon, a paradox with many layers of a single soul, an eclectic being off the beaten path of usual resistance, an anomaly that's partially normal, an individual with a lighthearted approach to life, somewhat of a
traditional nonconformist. This is what my girl considers herself. I love her. She's on the show tonight, and this is Stella Nova, book author of Life in Question. And I was checking out Stella's website, and it's really, really cool, guys. Life-inquestion.com, and you can check out all information about her. So I just wanted to give you a brief description of the lady of the night. Miss Stella Nova is in the studio with us. What's going on, Stella?
What up? Hey, I've been waiting on this day. I'm like, I'm so pumped.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm like, got the little tickles in my stomach because I got a big event tomorrow, and it means the world to me. You know, it's a pop-up for my book. So it's a book signing of sorts, because I can't ever just do anything simple. So I added some stuff to this book signing, just, you know, to make it a little bit more exciting and attractive for people to want to come and hang out, you know, and check out the book, because it's such a good book. It really helps.
So, Stella, let's give our audience and our listeners that, you know, are tuning in and may not know of whom Stella is and who she is, but we're going to get into that about you. But give our listeners, you know, some insight about your book, Life in Question.
Okay, so pretty much like the title, Life in Question, it is a book filled with questions about life, attitudes about life, how you look at life, how, you know, how you think others look at life, the whole nine. It's basically over 1,000 questions to help you get to know yourself and others better. And I describe it a couple of ways because it's multi-layered. So I've been using this hashtag for it called the Dating Bible, and I've also been using this other hashtag, your wingman.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. So I call it the Dating Bible. Well, actually, somebody else called it the Dating Bible, and then I stole it and said, you know what, I'm going to use that because that is a good point.
I like that, though. I like Dating Bible. So give me some insight. What's the Dating Bible all about?
Okay, so because the book is filled with questions and questions peel back layers, wouldn't you want to, you know, to have a buffer to ask a lot of questions from someone that you're trying to get to know and not look like a crazy person or a stalker? Because if you ask somebody too many questions now when you meet them, they're looking at you like, what's wrong with you, bitch? You thirsty?
You're absolutely right. Because nowadays, it's tough meeting. And you know what? It's tough meeting men. And you would think the plentiful planet that we live on, we would have access to all these beautiful men, right? Wrong. But I do know that social media dating seems to be what's up right now. So crazy, girl. Like, people just jump on DMs. People are meeting people. But some people are making successes out of that. And I will just say this, and we won't even get into Ty's business because I try not to talk about all my business, guys. I'd be asking everybody their business. But I did meet my husband on Facebook. And when we met, it was a dating of long distance. And then we wound up just having this amazing connection. And then I got the marriage proposal. So, you know, things are possible in life. You know, nowadays, life, you got to be open to possibilities because you just never know where knight in shining armor is. And sometimes he can turn into a toad. And you know what I'm talking about, so we ain't going to even go there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, because that was
you know what I'm saying. So
I'm like,
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. Don't even go there. But it was a fairy tale. It was a fairy tale, and it is possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, that kind of stuff happens to just, you know, the regular average Joe on the street, too. So I get it. But, you know, I'm not super comfortable meeting dudes online and trying to form a bond. I'm just, like, really, really guarded with my life and my time. And like, so basically going back to the book again, the book helps you peel back layers that you wouldn't otherwise have time to peel back, you know, especially like a situation like long distance. all you're doing is probably talking on the phone or FaceTiming or, you know, doing these little video chats so that you can see each other until you can get together. So what better way to have a long-distance relationship and really peel back some layers than to use the book, ask the questions, and listen to the responses? Because I've told people, that some of the people that I've showed the book, they've been like, oh, my God, girl, okay, did you really put that in the book? And because there are some weird, strange questions in there, and I'm like, you got to understand it's not always about the question. It's about the person's response. Mm-hmm. It's about the person's their desire to respond, number one. I look at everything. I look at everything from a multi-layered perspective. So look, listen to me. Mom, getting serious now. So my multi-layered mm-hmm. perspective is, okay, what is a person's attitude when I approach them with this question? Like, are you guarded? Are you standoffish? Are you like, oh, that's a dumb question? Are you being a smartass? Are you going to be sarcastic? Because I'm checking all levels of who you are.
Okay,
your willingness
so
to be
slow,
open.
Let's slow you down, though. Let's slow down because you said some – you dropped a lot of jewels just now, Stella. And so you got to remember, we're Virgos. And
yeah,
we're just a different being altogether. You see what I'm saying? So I need you to slow that down because some people are actually, like, not catching up with us, you know? We got to slow it down. We got to put them on a little training. Let's put the brothers on some training wheels, okay, tonight? Because
we'll put you on. We'll put them
I
on
knew,
game, though. We'll put them on
yeah,
game.
We're going to put them
mm-hmm.
on game. Because
I did it for my
19-year-old game. Let's give a brief description of what you just said about some of the you threw out some things and some people are like, wait a minute, where's she coming from when she says like you're procrastinating or things such as that. What do you mean by that? And we understand what procrastination means, but what is it about the vibe? Let's give a description of the vibe of when you're feeling this and sisters, I'm sure, are feeling it and how they address it. You know what I'm saying?
Not really. I'm not sure what you're asking me. Like, what
so
do I mean
go
by
back to
listening for layers, listening
yeah.
in layers?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because some people, Stella, don't speak in code, and I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people are
yeah.
green, you know, so we got to be
sure.
we gotta
okay.
be good.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Okay.
All right. So let me
okay.
break it down. Everybody,
yeah.
you know, everybody is a multi-layered single soul. You know, we may have one soul, but there's so many layers to us as human beings, as people. I could give out 10 titles that probably most of us carry in our lives. And people forget that sometimes each one of those titles, like, oh, you know, when I came out of the womb, I became a baby girl. You know,
mm-hmm.
that girl evolved into a little girl, then a young girl, then a young lady, and then a teenager, and then a woman, and then a mother. That was another title I got. So now I'm somebody's daughter. I'm someone's sister. I'm someone's aunt. I'm someone's mother. I'm someone's grandmother. You know, I'm someone's
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Coworker. And we have all these different layers of our personality that we pull out, and we have to be kind of different. And now people are like, oh, you got multiple personalities. Honey, we all do. But my thing
mm-hmm.
is I want to be able to get in there. I want to get into that, what I call that subcutaneous layer. You know, get underneath that top layer that you're, you know, that top facade that you're putting out. And I want to get deeper with you. Like, I don't want to just ask you, what's your favorite color? What do you like to eat?
The 21
questions,
like 50 cents, 21 question, right? Like 51 questions,
right.
Like 21 questions at 50 cents. But
yeah.
guess what, girl? You said I want to get deeper, and I love that you said that because I love getting deep. You know, I'm a deep thought person. We,
right.
we are that.
We
but
are.
You,
we
you
are.
Know, sometimes you try to get deep. You try to get deep, and then you jump into shallow water because the exterior of the brother is so appealing, and he may even have
sister.
Some decent conversations. Yeah, or the sister. Mm-hmm. But we're going to speak from sisters' experiences as us as sisters. You meet this brother.
Absolutely.
The exterior is
just
all there.
Just sound like
okay?
we're male bashing.
We're not male bashing, honey, because I love me some men.
Yeah,
honey.
I know.
I
I'm letting them know. I'm letting
yes!
them know. We know.
Right. But see,
whoever's
we get
missing.
Deep, and then we want to get deep, but then you jump into shallow water because the more you pry, and then they're thinking of it as prying instead of building. So how would you
exactly.
give us this advice? In regards to that, because I'm sure there's ladies
okay.
out there listening tonight that are, and also, Stella, let's keep in mind, because you are a mother, I'm a mother as well, big shout out to the mommies of the world,
but also
yeah,
the youth in the 20s,
oh my
and
gosh.
Then us, we've gotten pulled into this. We've gotten pulled into this where texting has become the form of communication. So how am I making love to my phone to a brother that just wants to constantly text, FaceTime, no, text, FaceTime, maybe. And then they think that that's a fucking relationship, girl.
Okay, and see,
I had a guy tell me, I love you. You know what I mean? So let's go there. Take it there.
Yeah, but so let me break this down, because this is what pisses me off about some women. I'll say some because I'm not going to generalize. Some women have allowed themselves to forget who they are and go weak. And I don't mean to be rude, but it's the freaking truth. Because, like, when you start seeing signs, my thing for me now, I don't question shit anymore. It's like, I mean, no, that sounds weird because I wrote a book of questions. I'm talking about when someone shows me who they are.
Hear me out.
When someone shows me who they are, I don't fucking mince my words. I believe them and I haul ass. You're not going to be able to text me all the time. I'm not going to talk to you past a week of fucking texting. Because my standards are that high. I feel like if I can treat you a certain way, then I should be able to, at the very fucking least, get you to reciprocate the simple basics of an adult communication, which is not texting all the time. I'm already, if a dude is not going to call you, if he's not going to take the time to call you and get to know you, he's not interested. And women have got to get to that point where they understand that shit and stay out that damn gray area, which basically means you're in shallow water, you know, or you're in deep water with a shark. When a nigga tries to put you in a gray area, or a chick tries to put you in a gray area, don't allow that shit. Think better of yourself. Mm. When you start, the thing of it is, we already know. When we start seeing signs, we go, girl, and he only does this. And man, I try to call her, and she did this. You're already telling yourself that she's showing you signs of someone who's really just not that interested, because interested people behave in a way that is interested. And there's no gray area.
No, you're either interested in me or you're not. No, I actually like the way you worded that. And, you know, you're actually on point. And I'm pretty sure that's why you are who you are, and certain men just cannot approach you. And that's a good way to be. But Stella, before we get deeper into the discussion of men, women, and all this craziness with relationships, because we could go on forever, I want you to tell those about life in question and your currently
and
doing a book
it.
Signing. Right, how they can use it, but where can they? I want you to let my listeners know, where can they get the book? Can they order it on Amazon? I know you're out of GA just because you had a book signing. Let me hear about that. How was the book? You know, the book signing, and how's it going?
Okay, so the book signing is tomorrow. That's what I'm getting super excited about. I have been planning this for 2 months, a little over 2 months. It started to just pick up traction, sold, quite a few tickets, so I got a good number of people coming. And so, I'm doing the book signing, but it's also a craft and flight station. And what that means is there's going to be a table where I'm going to display my DIY spa products called Hazel and Anna Spa Collection, which is named for my late grandmother and great-grandmother. Their names are Hazel and Anna. So I named it after them. And I only plan on doing it at the pop-ups because I just don't have that kind of time to just sit around making scrubs and shea butters all the time. But I want to be able to provide something a little bit. I wanted to be able to provide something a little bit extra at the book signing rather than just have people come in there, hi, I love your book. Here, you sign it. And, they grab a little tidbit to eat and then they leave. So the flight station, if you're familiar with what a beer flight is, like when you go to a sports bar and they want you to try, and you might want to try 6 different beers. So you pay like one flat fee and you get this beer flight on this board where they serve you these different beers in like little small shot glasses or whatever, little tailored glasses each restaurant carries. So basically we're doing that, but for coffee. And for the coffee connoisseur out there, they know it's also called cupping. So people are going to actually learn something, because we got that in us too. We love teaching. So they're going to learn a little bit about coffee, and I'm taking them on a journey. It's going to be a really, really cool thing, because My flight master is very knowledgeable about coffee. We're taking people through eras, and I wrote the script for it. So, you know, he's going to be on script a little bit. And it's just going to be a different experience. It's definitely something for the old heads, because it would take a really mature millennial to really understand the concept, you know. And I can't divulge too much more than that, or I'll be giving away the surprise completely. So now let me go to how the book can be used. So back to what you were saying, you had a very valid point. You know, you can't dig so deep when you meet somebody, when you meet guys, because they get very uncomfortable and they don't know who you are and where you're coming from. So the book works twofold. It works for women, of course, and it works for men, because when you're getting to know someone and you want to ask those questions and you don't have a whole lot of time to date somebody because they're living in another state, or you have a full-time job, they have a full-time job, and there's just no time, the book works perfectly because it acts as the buffer. So then you meet somebody and you say, hey, let's just chill at the house and cook, and let's have some wine, and let's pull out this book of questions and have a little bit of fun. You don't say, let's pull out the book and let's ask each other 1,000 questions, or let's ask each other a bunch of questions. You just kind of be casual about it. You know, you're chill. You're like, hey, let's pull out the book and have a little bit of fun. Nine and a half times, I haven't heard one yet where somebody was like, I don't want to do that. You know, if someone's interested, they'll be more than willing to do something like that. And then you could also use that as a telltale sign whether someone's truly interested in you or not. If someone keeps avoiding you and you want to use this book and have fun and ask questions and just get to know someone, and they keep making excuses, that sounds cool, but I don't really like, you know, answering a bunch of questions back to back, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? Then you know, okay, this person's probably not really genuinely interested in me, because they don't even want to take the time to allow me to get to know them truly. So what are they hiding?
So this is the thing, and I totally agree with you, Stella, but you've got to admit, we live in a society where new and advanced technology has taken the place of good old-fashioned conversation. And that's something.
That's so funny. That sounds like a quote right from the book.
No, but, oh, wow. And, you know, but.
It really is.
I guess you and I are kindred spirits. So I say that because that seems to be the gist of certain. I will admit, I have jumped on the bandwagon of keeping in touch with a lot of my, you know, friends from Virginia State University. We do communicate. Some, because we were very close, they will still call. Good old-fashioned phone calls, you know what I'm saying? Others,
yeah,
not so much. They will DM you. They may even want to video chat through a social media outlet instead of calling you, and they have my phone number. And that's what I'm noticing. It's not just my age bracket, but you know what I'm saying? That communication, even certain family members would prefer to DM you than call you. And so it seems we're living in a day and age where so many people are getting so comfortable and complacent to where communication, the way it used to be, is not what certain people are doing. And I feel it's more so because we're living in this passive-aggressive era, you know?
Well, you know, and that's one of those things where we have to be a little bit more vocal and let people know that that doesn't sit well with us. And see, that's one thing I'm noticing, because it took me 2 years to write the book, and all I did was sit around at restaurants and bars and parks and everywhere else, and I also interviewed a shit ton of people, asking them a lot of questions about their life, about careers, about work, about social, about a little bit of everything, so that I could formulate my questions from it. But the thing of it is people don't want to communicate anymore, and then they turn around and they complain about the lack of communication. And that kind of stuff is bananas to me, because it's like, well, if you want this open line of communication, then you've got to be that yourself. You have to be open. You have to not be scared. But a lot of people are walking around with blinders on because of fear. Fear has got people effed up. They're scared of getting hurt. They're scared to start a relationship, scared to end a relationship, scared to fix their relationship, scared to talk about their relationship while they're in their relationship. All that stuff, the bottom line is fear.
Girl, you just dropped
a jewel. I don't practice my life in fear.
relationship while they're in the relationship. Can you say that again? Say it again. Say it again. Dare
Girl, that came out so quick,
I'm
trying to remember what I said.
That's what you just said. Look, you got to remember, that's why I'm the interviewer.
I know, right?
Said,
you're good. You're good,
you
too. I love it.
So, you know, you said scared to talk about a relationship when you're in the relationship. And, you know, that right there, Stella, is so profound because I think that actually transpires to not just a person that is in a marriage or a boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think that's relationship across
career.
The board.
Yep,
you
it's
know
career.
What I'm saying?
People are afraid to ask for a raise. They're afraid to ask for more money.
Yeah.
They're afraid to tell their coworker to stop tapping their pencil on the desk so that they can get their work done. They're scared to tell, you know, this person, whoever, a professor who was rude to them, hey, don't talk to me like that. It's like we can't. You have to be a fighter. You have to be a natural fighter in life, and I am. You know, like, I'm not going to let you treat me any kind of way. I'm not going to let you speak to me any kind of way. I'm not going to let you treat me any kind of way. I'm just not going to do it. I value myself more than I value anyone else on earth. And I know that some people might listen and go, oh, she's selfish. Bet you need to be selfish sometimes. First of all, let me tell y'all, you need to be selfish sometimes because it is about you. You're the only one walking around in this body on this earthly plane. Don't let nobody tell you that your life ain't about you. It is. Why the hell else are you here? Yes, you're here for other people, but the thing of it is you can't even be good to other people or there for other people if you don't have your mental right. So why would you let people jack you mentally? Why would I go around and allow people to shit on my mental? You know, and then I'm supposed to wake up the next day feeling like sunshine? How can I? And that's what's happening. A lot of people are just getting crapped on and crapped on and crapped on, and they've got nothing and no one rebuilding them. But it's like, the thing of it is, that's our responsibility. We have to do that for ourselves. How many times have you seen somebody that, you know, somebody else was like, oh, no, I don't mess with this person, I don't mess with that person or whatever, because of someone's energy that they give off. If you give off a weak energy, you're just attracting more of the same. You're going to there's a saying that I heard a long time ago, and girl, it is so deep. You're going to love it. The universe doesn't lie. The universe can't take a joke. That's what it is. The universe can't take a joke. So, like,
that's true.
It's not enough to think about, oh, I got to watch what I say. But what you expect from the universe and how you carry yourself and how you are with other people is you telling the universe what you expect in return. And people forget that sometimes that stuff doesn't come back from that exact same person. It might come back from the bank teller, you know, or the person in line at the grocery store that you got into an argument with, and you're sitting there like, I don't understand why I got in this argument. This person doesn't even know me, and they were mean and rude and da-da-da-da-da. You know, Eckhart Tolle is one of my favorite people that I love to follow because he talked about the pain body. That's important. The pain body will get you messed up in life. If you go around complaining and always talking about things that make you hurt and that are painful to you and, oh, this person broke my heart. Oh, this person hurt me. Oh, this person did this. That's why I'm so daggone silly and on 10 all the time because I ain't got no time for that negative energy. Because if I keep repeating that same negative story, then the universe is going to be like, oh, okay, she must like that. Okay, we'll give her some more of this. Here's some more pain, because that's what you focus on, so here's some more.
But see, I think what's happening is we're living in a world where everything negative, mass incarcerations, mass shootings, domestic violence, the hate
in our
that
face
people
24/7.
It's so relevant to everything that it seems as though people's skin is becoming more Teflon, and that this is the norm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm coming
from?
So that it's normalized to the point where certain people's standards. Well, you got to remember, we come from the era. We're 70s babies. We come from that yes ma'am, no ma'am,
free,
you know, please and thank you. We used to sit
and
watch Good Time and, you know, Jefferson, The Cosby Show, where family, black families and black love, if you are a black person, I'm not omitting other races, but our culture was shown in such a way to where we exuded love, and love was something that was transmitted through the airways. And nowadays, you don't even see that. You don't even see that transmitting in the airways. Now we have a different form of love being displayed on television and music videos, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure it's very loving. And then that actually, mm-hmm. you know, transfers into your regular everyday life to where I have to talk to my daughter constantly about what love is. And thank God, you know, even though her father and I didn't make it, she has an amazing father that gives her the good example of what a good man is, because that's what a lot of sisters are missing nowadays as well. And while they're making poor mm-hmm. choices as these grown women.
Yeah, me too. I did it too. And I had to learn the hard way.
Case in point, I'm not trying to be God. Some of these women, when you're having sex, you're calling this man daddy. Some men don't even like you calling them daddy. Okay? Now, that's true. You have some women that are actually looking for a father through their man and being mistreated mm-hmm. because they didn't have the right man, which is the father, that was teaching them what love really was when they were younger. So then women get grow up.
I'm with you.
You see what I'm coming
from. I did the same thing. You know, in my earlier dating years, I did the same thing. And that's the reason why I am so strong now and so adamant about what I believe in and about what I will accept and what I will not accept. That's why I'm so hard-nosed about that right now, because I learned the hard way. I mean, I can't even tell you. Girl, I think I cried so many tears in my past over men and broken hearts, and that I could probably fill up, you know, 5-10 gallon jugs, you know, and you just get tired after a while. And for me, I'm a learner. I'm a lifetime learner. I will never stop learning and growing as long as I have the ability to see, read, and think. I want to learn something. I'm always challenging myself and creating something new, because there is no excuse for me. I'm like, okay, yeah. I hear you. I know all of that. So then, but my bottom line is, okay, cool. What am I going to go out here in this world and do differently? And that's what I think I differ from a lot of people. I will hear things that are going a certain way, and I will work on myself to try to avoid this pattern. It's not to say that I'm perfect. I'm not. Far from it. But I work on myself, and a lot of people have given up. They don't work on themselves. They're just like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just, like you said, it's just going to be their new normal. And that's not good enough for me.
So we're tonight.
I create my normal.
I love you for doing that. And I love you for being so transparent with who you are. I think that's why I can consider you not only a guest on my show, but a sister and a friend. And I really do appreciate you for your jewels of knowledge, because you're such a knowledgeable woman. And I appreciate that. Stella,
I appreciate you
on my show tonight, and I want you to remind those that are listening tonight, where can they find this beautiful book of yours?
Oh, yes, I have to tell them.
Yeah.
Okay. It is available online. It is available on Amazon.com. It's available on BarnesandNoble.com. You can even download it to your Kindle. It is available on Kindle now, so you can get the Kindle copy for $9.99, and then online the actual paperback, because there are still a lot of old school people who really like a book in their hand. That's $15. And when I do my book signings, like, you know, around the city, I charge $10 for the book when I do those. But this, for my event tomorrow, is $25, because it's an all-inclusive event with food and beverages and, you know, the flight experience samples, and you're going to get a lot of, you know, gifts in your gift bag. And then they can follow me on social media at Life in Question Book. That's Facebook and Instagram. And Twitter is @LifeInQBook. That's Q-U-E book. It's shortened a little bit. And that is pretty much it. You can pretty much find everything else about me.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, what time, giving them the time and the address of where you're going to be tomorrow.
Well, I'll be at 875 ML King Jr. Drive. It is actually a Black-owned Chick-fil-A, well, you know, a Black-franchised Chick-fil-A, and they have a really nice private community room in the back, and the event's going to be there from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. But I have pretty much tapped out with my selling tickets or whatever. Just whatever happens tonight, I'm going to close it off because, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have
a fit in that room.
You got to woosah a little bit, mama. You got to woosah just so you know.
I get the food, so I hate you're going to.
You remember? Yeah, you remember? There was an episode on A Different World when Whitley said, "Relax, relate, release." That's what I need you to do tonight. Relax, relax, relate.
But you know I'm not going to.
I know. I know you're not. But
I'm
praying that
you
will.
As soon as I get off this phone, I'm going back in my bags and make sure I got everything one more time, as if I haven't already done it 10 times.
Hey, you know what? That's just a Virgo trait. That's a Virgo trait. We are just overly meticulous for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like saying that. I used to use that word all the time.
You're setting yourself up.
I did. Yeah, because I can admit to those that I'm an asshole sometimes, but I'm a good asshole. I don't know if that makes sense to anyone, but there are assholes in the block. You know, I can admit I can be one, but I'm a good one. So,
absolutely.
So, with that said, I
thank you so much.
My pleasure for having you. And you know that you're gonna have to come back, and you know that. We're supposed to be doing something in the fall, and that's something I'm so excited about. Once I'm, you know, done healing and we get this chopping, you and I, you're going to be a reoccurring guest on my show where we're going to have pillow talk.
Woo-hoo!
And we're going to have talk, and we're just going to just chop it up. So I'm looking forward to that. So, ladies and gents, you heard it tonight. Stella Nova, author of Life in Question. Go check her out tomorrow. She's going to be in ATL at a Chick-fil-A, Black businesses. You got to support them and support my sister here. Follow her on Instagram. And Miss Stella Nova, it was such a pleasure to have you. You know, I love you.
Thank
and
you
we
so
shall.
Much, baby love. I love you.
We shall continue this conversation on the next day and time, you know?
All right. Well, I will see you guys. Peace.
Peace and blessings, sister.
Bye.
Taking us out of here is the R&B rock star with Nick and Kirby. You know, some brothers like it like that. This is Ty Jones, The Voice. Come back. Check me out. ATM, Grace. Durham, Bull City, stand up. He'll be in the studio, 8 o'clock your time. Ty Jones, The Voice.
I have this fascination, more like an obsession, not gonna lie.